you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Like us, we're quite needy, and comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Pick us up, Greg. Make us feel good.
Nah.
Yeah.
Or just make me feel devastated. All right. Just make
He can do that.
Make me feel something.
Yeah.
Make them feel. Cowboys ended up winning last night, 27-20. Tonight, you get to see the Giants and 49ers.
No, you get to see that.
Oh, man.
Somebody has to see that.
To be fair.
What?
To be fair.
Saquon's
tonight,
amazing.
You will get to see the second career start for Nick Mullins.
I didn't watch the first one.
He kicked ass.
I know, but I don't care.
Can he do it? He beat Oakland's ass.
Yeah,
that's the story. Can he do it twice in a row? I'm going to watch just because I didn't get to watch much football over the weekend. The 49ers are 2-7 this season.
You saw a live game.
Yeah, I know. But when you see a live game,
it's different.
You really do limit your options. And when you see a live game, you come back later that night, and they're replaying that live game that you saw on TV,
right.
And you're looking at the live game, or what used to be the live game.
Did I see that? I know.
Oh, that happened.
Yep.
Oh, that's what
I thought that, too.
That was the logo on the field.
I saw some highlights Sunday morning of the Penn State-Wisconsin game, and I don't remember that play because I was freezing my balls off.
And drunk.
You know, our buddy Brett at Red Zone Tickets.
I was drunk, too,
John
right?
Tyler.
Thank you for putting it up there.
Paid spokespeople for Red Zone Tickets. Got us great seats.
Yeah, good seats, too.
But I don't know if you had this problem, but even if it was only, it was like 78 degrees.
Man, you're lucky I'm not sweating. I could swear right now.
And just nothing but still sunshine. When you're not moving around, that sun gets hot. So we sought a little shade. We ended up walking around the stadium.
Throw something at him, will you?
Finding shade.
Let me try my subtraction skills and find out. I need to do this on a calculator. 78, you're right. 78?
78. Okay. 70, I think it topped out at 79.
Okay. You had 61 more degrees than I did. Dick.
Yeah.
And wind chill.
Were there college sophomores with really short
Yeah, I know. There were some college
kids. Did you get a chance?
There were cute college kids, but there were girls with beanies on and their pretty faces sticking out.
So you didn't get a chance to, six blocks, follow a little college girl.
Oh, no. I did follow a little college girl, but because they had at least jeans on.
Oh, okay.
But a winter jacket.
Was her ass hanging out of
her jean shorts and bouncing
perfectly
for
like five or six blocks as you headed to
Then she turned around and say, "What are you doing, man? Why are you following me?"
Well, then
seen
I
seen that ass.
Yeah. Why you follow me, old man? Why you follow me, old man? The stadium's that way. Todd's walking away the other way.
This is a residential neighborhood, sir. I'm calling the cops. We are nowhere near the stadium anymore. Stop it.
Yeah.
No, that's how much game I have. She was oblivious. She was oblivious to the fact.
That means you have no game. She's oblivious.
Yep. Right.
I figured the college kids at Penn State were probably just hitting on Ryder.
Oh, yeah.
Screw that kid.
He had more of a shot than we did, yeah.
I'm in eighth grade.
Yeah.
I almost saw a drunk versus douchebag conflict at a bar.
Could you tell which was which?
Which one were you?
Yes, because the drunk was quite a bit older. I was sitting quietly, minding my own business at the bar, and the drunk has to get up and go to the bathroom or something and says, "Save my seat." All of a sudden, 80 douchebags coming to the bar, and I get a little overwhelmed. So one of the 80 douchebags kind of overtakes his seat.
How old was the drunk? How old were the douchebags?
Douchebags, probably mid-20s.
How old the drunk?
Drunk, probably mid-30s.
All right, there you go. Yeah, that's a battle right
so
there.
So drunk comes back, and I say to drunk, hey, I kind of got overwhelmed here.
Mm-hmm.
And drunk starts jawing with douchebag.
Right.
And
you're sitting right next to him.
Douchebag
right?
had ordered a bunch of shots. I don't know, some Irish car bomb shots.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Duck farts around.
Drunk swirls around and elbows one of the shots and spills it. So conversation begins. And I thought, oh, okay, we're going to start swinging here.
No, you're not.
No, I'm going to see.
You're going to start ducking. Yes.
When he says we, he means them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm backing away.
Yeah.
So I was almost certain there was going to be some fight. There was going to be some swinging going on there. But they somehow found peace with each other.
Did you try to break it up?
Oh, no, I wasn't getting in the middle of that.
You should play the hero?
Yeah. No, yeah, see, all I said to that
see,
guy
take
is,
it from the older man here. I was a douchebag and I was a drunk. Stay away from each other.
Yeah. As a former douchebag
and a former drunk.
Just let all this go.
Well, former and present drunk, let all this go. But I was a 20-year-old douchebag in Arizona before.
Yeah, I don't get...
Past
I don't,
and future douchebag.
I don't get the guy who wants to play the hero and jump in the middle of that.
I know.
No.
Well, that guy you wants know? To fight, too. He wants to fight, too.
Because, like, this just the other... when we were at the Metallica show a month or so ago, me and my buddy, we were, like, six rows down from us, there was a couple of dudes late in the show right. who were both pretty S-faced and getting... They were grabbing collars and back and forth.
What game was this?
This was Metallica
show.
This is the Metallica show.
God, once again, that's what shows are about. That's where everybody should be happy. I know it's Metallica.
Well, it was like it, drunk guy had come down to the bottom of the aisle and was trying to hang out there.
Yeah,
and somebody said, hey, go back. And it got. And my buddy he's like taking a step towards, like he's going to go get. I'm like, get back here.
Get back here.
Yeah, yeah.
Metallica
douchebag. You're damn near 40. You don't need to be jumping in the middle of a drunk fight.
Drunken douchebag Metallica fight, exactly.
No. And security took care of it. They threw the guy out. It was fine. But, I mean, it's just like, why? He's taking a couple steps. I'm like, you're an idiot. Get back here. I literally grabbed him by the collar. I was like, get back here.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Oh, dumbass.
They'll get over that eventually. Oh, no, speaking of that, this is why you don't do this. It was like an Alabama fan is dead, and the LSU fan is charged with his death. He beat him up. I saw this over the weekend.
Oh, damn.
During that game, they were in some bar somewhere, punched the Alabama fan, old dude, too, looked like he was in his 50s, dead.
Well, did the old guy swing first?
I don't know. He's dead, though.
Yeah, but...
And the other guy's charged.
That happens nearly every college football game.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
No, but there's... you see that picture of they call it dad fight. It's a bunch of 45 to 55-year-old dudes fighting in the Dolphin Jet game.
Yeah, from last week. I did see that.
More up-close video of dad fight, it's called.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.